Good afternoon. It's August 18th, 2010, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm just looking at the, I guess what is the start of GnomeDex 2010 over the internet, getting some tweets from certain individuals I follow that are out there. I won't be, not that I was planning on it, but it's just sort of something interesting that's going on here. GnomeDex 2010 is a tech conference of inspiration and influence. It's out there in Seattle, Washington, put on by or hosted by Chris Perillo. And it starts tomorrow and it goes till this Saturday, 19th to the 21st. I first came across GnomeDex on the internet was last summer, and sort of followed it a little bit of what I could, and I'll probably be doing the same, but I will be following a little bit more closely now via Twitter and YouTube. Just came across a tweet from Brandon of Tech Talk. He's out there right now. Just saw a tweet of his. He just arrived at Seattle Airport, and he stated that in a YouTube that he put out, when I did a search on GnomeDex 2010, that he's going to be putting out some daily YouTubes or update us through the YouTube, which I know is going to be greatly appreciated by many that can't attend, Brandon. So we're looking forward to that. It won't be the same feeling as far as actually being out there, but I could sit here on the porch and just check out and see what comes out of there via the internet. So it should be interesting, and just sort of follow it via the internet. Another individual that's out there, he's been out there for a little bit, is Lamar Wilson of Wilson Tech One. Just looking at his daily post. What the heck is this? This is his daily booth pick, which has him in the kitchen. He's sitting down in Chris Perillo's kitchen editing a video, which he is a very unique character to follow, and he makes the internet fun. So I imagine we'll be, by following his tweet line, be an additional information as far as the goings on from GnomeDex 2010. Today is also the third day of the National Firefighter Health Week. Today's issue that's being focused in is Strong at Heart, which is a good subject to focus in on from a first responder, emergency services person. Because exercise and diet are probably the two most important items to look at as far as the issue concerning death of being a firefighter. We have to watch our diet, watch what we eat. And as I stated in my audio bowl yesterday, I've lost 20 pounds over here the last couple months, so I'm in the right direction, and that's all because of that, watching my diet of eating, and salt intake is very important as well. So that's, I tweeted about, there's a very good video on Fire Department Network News. I'll have the link to that as well as the GnomeDex in my comment section on my audio boo. And also, this is the second day of my 2 week vacation, and tomorrow will be a big day because Max goes in for surgery tomorrow at 7:30. So I'll try and keep you updated on the audio boo. But that's all I have for now. Sort of put a lot into this one. So you all have a good afternoon here on this Wednesday afternoon. Be fire safe. Be fire wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now. Peace.